It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. We get started right now. All right, the last time the president went overseas, it was a fantastic thing. Every single appearance he made was stellar, and it appears that that may be a repeat habit of his. In fact, some people are saying, let him travel, not tweet. But we've got some comparisons of what some of his opponents are saying, and we'll compare them now.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's not fair for 20 countries of this world, or for 20 head of states in this world, to dictate the guidelines or the rules.
Now, I have no idea what that was, but it sounded like it might be a protester in the G20. That's what's going on right now in the section of Europe where the leaders of all the G20 nations have descended. There will be meetings for the next several days, including a kind of a vaunted get-together between Trump and Putin. And what comes out of that, of course, everybody is watching very carefully. But earlier today, President Trump spoke a lot about why it is important for the West to unify against terrorism and what it will take in order to make that accomplished. Cut number one.
America and Europe have suffered one terror attack after another. We're going to get it to stop. During a historic gathering in Saudi Arabia, I called on the leaders of more than 50 Muslim nations to join together to drive out this menace which threatens all of humanity. We must stand united against these shared enemies to strip them of their territory and their funding and their networks and any form of ideological support that they may have. While we will always welcome new citizens who share our values and love our people, our borders will always be closed to terrorism and extremism of any kind.
Pretty powerful stuff. He also went on to say that the West will have to bind together, and it's a real fundamental question of whether or not we will, if the West is able to survive. Cut eight.
The fundamental question of our time is whether the West has the will to survive. Do we have the confidence in our values to defend them at any cost? Do we have enough respect for our citizens to protect our borders? Do we have the desire and the courage to preserve our civilization in the face of those who would subvert and destroy it? We can have the largest economies and the most lethal weapons anywhere on earth. But if we do not have strong families and strong values, then we will be weak and we will not survive.
If anyone forgets, that's not exactly the pungent point there. But anyway, the question is, will they do it? Well, here's why that's all important. Because over the weekend, and this video has just surfaced within the last couple of hours. Over the weekend, Linda Sarsour, you remember that name, Linda Sarsour? She came and spoke at the City University of New York. She was the commencement speaker for the City University of New York. Linda Sarsour made a little speech at the Islamic Society of North America's convention in Chicago over the weekend. She's a supporter of the boycott, destroy, subvert movement that is against Israel. She opposes any ban on Sharia law. She's also a frequent MSNBC guest, go figure, and has appeared regularly on the Rachel Maddow show. She said in the following 2 minutes some pretty amazing stuff, and you need to hear it for yourself. This is the complete cut highlight that we've got. Alex, I want to play the short version. I want to play the whole cut. This is from Real Clear Politics, our friends over there at Real Clear Politics making this available. Take a listen.
Sisters and brothers, it's been 16, almost 17 years since the horrific attacks of 9/11. And we still, as a community, find ourselves unprepared in so many moments. Why, sisters and brothers, why are we so unprepared? Why are we so afraid of this administration and the potential chaos that they will ensue on our community? And we already saw their potential when they come out every few weeks, Muslim ban one, Muslim ban two, Muslim ban three. They are relentless, they are persistent and consistent, and want to see how much we as a community can endure, and want to see who our friends are and how hard we're going to fight back against this administration. And I hope that we, when we stand up to those who oppress our communities, that Allah accepts from us that as a form of jihad, that we are struggling against tyrants and rulers, not only abroad in the Middle East or in the other side of the world, but here in these United States of America, where you have fascists and white supremacists and Islamophobes reigning in the White House. We have to stay outraged. Do not criticize me when I say that we as a Muslim community in these United States of America have to be perpetually outraged every single day. When I wake up in the morning and I remember who's sitting in the White House, I am outraged. This is not normal, sisters and brothers. Those people sitting in the most powerful seats in this country is not normal. So do not ever be those citizens that normalize this administration, because when the day comes that something horrific happens to us or to another community, you will be responsible for normalizing this administration. Our number one and top priority is to protect and defend our community. It is not to assimilate and to please any other people in authority. Our obligation is to our young people, is to our women, and make sure our women are protected in our community. And our top priority, even higher than all those priorities, is to please Allah and only Allah.
All right, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Your reaction to that, what you just heard. This is what Linda Sarsour, the commencement speaker at the City University of New York, that Mayor de Blasio, stood steadfastly by. We must allow her to speak to the young people at the City University of New York. She said, I hope that when we stand up to those who oppress our communities, that Allah accepts from us that as a form of jihad. That we are struggling against tyrants and rulers, not only in the Middle East or on the other side of the world, but here in these United States. She said, our number one priority is to protect and defend our community. It is not to assimilate. Do you understand what she's saying? Our number one priority is not to assimilate. Our top priority, and even higher than all these other priorities, is to please Allah and only Allah. What did she just say about Allah two paragraphs earlier? That she hopes that he will accept from us a form of jihad when we struggle against the tyrants and rulers here in these United States. And you heard what she said about the fascists and the white supremacists and the Islamophobes reigning in the White House. This is a person that your tax dollars paid to come and speak at the City University of New York's commencement address. I think every city council member, every publicly paid employee at the City University of New York, certainly the administration there, and certainly the mayor and even the governor, need to respond to what she has said. Because if they ignore it, then they agree with it. 888-340-3373. Is the Muslim community's number one priority? Is their number one priority not to assimilate? Do you agree with that? If you are a Muslim, do you agree with that? Do you not have an obligation to assimilate to the United States of America if we give you the freedom to live here? 888-340-3373. Your reaction's next.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's a real rough ride in New Jersey on the Parkway, traveling northbound, coming up into 135 and stays heavy right up towards exit 140. Then more delays from 145 up towards exit 150. Southbound or slow Essex tolls right down towards exit 135. Turnpike Western Spur Jim southbound 18W to 15W. Eastern Spur heavy southbound 16E down towards 15X. And troubles in Passaic on 21 northbound as you come up on the area of Clifton Avenue. That's all because of an accident being worked on. Across the Hudson River, GW Bridge outbound upper level still at late running construction. The right lane is out of commission. That's causing massive delays as you go back to the Bronx. Cross Bronx Expressway from the Bruckner, Deacon northbound from the RFK Triborough Bridge, West Side Highway from the 60s on up, and the FDR Drive northbound from the 30s right up to the GW Bridge. Lincoln Tunnel, 15 minutes inbound, 20 minutes outbound, and the outbound Holland Tunnel is a 25-minute delay, but not bad city bound. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Cancella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now, and there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism, and it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight, and you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds, I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or a new you in 40days.com.
You're waiting on a sweltering platform. You're stuck in a packed train. Again. The summer of hell for commuters is making you late for work and costing you money. What are the people in charge doing about it? The governor is denying responsibility. The mayor is running away and shifting blame. And the state legislature is on vacation. It's time to reclaim your commute. It's time to reclaim New York. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org. Join the fight. Tell the politicians it's time to fix the MTA. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org today. That's ReclaimNYNow.org. Paid for by Reclaim New York.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
I want to see who our friends are and how hard we're going to fight back against this administration. And I hope that we, when we stand up to those who oppress our communities, that Allah accepts from us that as a form of jihad.
That's Linda Sarsour from this last weekend, which somehow remains strangely undiscovered until today. Real Clear Politics producing this video. She appeared at the Islamic Society of North America convention in Chicago over the weekend. She, of course, was the co-chair of the 2017 Women's March against Donald Trump, and she called for jihad against the president. I'll let legal authorities determine exactly what that means. But she went so far as to say she hopes that Allah accepts that carrying out jihad against these tyrants and rulers in the United States would be accepted by Allah. And then she went on to say that the number one priority is to protect and defend Islamic community. It is not to assimilate. This is the very problem. When you speak to everyday Americans on Main Street USA, the lack of assimilation by Muslims is the number one concern. And she's saying, don't even try. She's saying there's no reason to. We're going to carry out jihad against these people. 888-340-3373. Your reaction to it. 888-340-3373. Three phone lines open. Let's go to Annie in the Bronx on line one. Hello, Annie.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you. And I hope you had a nice 4th of July.
I did. We flew the flag loud and proud.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm very angry, of course. And she's very correct, of course. Because we're very stupid, of course. Because via our own freedom, we have no banister now against these people. She said something that was very important. I wake up every morning angry. That's very important. In other words, she's resolute, and if she, and these people are so they're so focused, and they're so radical that you need not have them in numbers as much as we Americans, idiot Americans, who want everybody here because we have good hearts. All we need is but a tenth of them with that ferocious fire that she's got in her heart, and we're done for. So this is a very dangerous battle. As we spit upon Christ, because I call allowing certain images of him in parades, like gay parades, and I call the way we talk about religion, and we're people who are losing faith, as we allow a people through our constitution whose faith is a double-edged sword. This is the problem. We're not just fighting an ideological, non-tangible thing. We're fighting Sharia law, which comes together with Islam. And I've been saying this for a long time. And when I hear, not all Islamics are radicals. Well, just like in America, not all Americans go to battle. But sometimes we are of one mind. Oh, you watch them and you listen to them. I know I live in the mist. And I see them. And lately, I see how they look at me when I wear my cross. I have a very beautiful Celtic cross that I wear. I notice they're not as friendly as they used to in the stores anymore. They're gaining power. And what makes me sick is that the power that they're gaining is the freedom that we're giving them. And it bothers me with conservatives that they do not back this man up who sees it like a wolf or an eagle from a distance. All his instincts tell him that we need to protect ourselves fiercely against the people who have both ideology, religion, and action through law. So that's three facets of their so-called faith. It is not equal to any other faith in the entire world. There's nothing at all like it. There's no other faith in the world that right now is tied in with law and violence.
So Annie, I want to give everybody a chance to weigh in, so I appreciate your call, and I think we've gotten your frame of reference on it pretty clear. Let's go to line three. Harold is in Hempstead. Hello, Harold.
Yes. I heard the pieces that you played, and to be honest with you, I am appalled. I'm black. I'm 65. I've served in Vietnam. And to hear, I do understand that we live in America and we allow certain freedoms. And it's amazing how we, people who have freedom here in America, will come to this country from another country that does not give them the same freedom, and then talk about how they dislike us as Americans. When she calls for jihad, that is a key. When she calls, when she says every white official in this administration, she's really calling for somebody who's willing to die. And when she says they will not assimilate, then she's saying this is the same problem they have in France and England and Germany and Spain. And this is the same problem we're going, and the experience that they're experiencing now with jihad or radical Islam, we're going to experience here if we do not wake up.
Harold, I couldn't say it any better. I appreciate the call. I got a lot of people that want to get in. Thank you, though. 888-340-3373. Linda Sarsour, who was the vaunted, celebrated speaker at the City University of New York commencement this year. Mayor de Blasio, do you back what she's saying now? You stood by her when people said it's unwise to put her on the commencement stage. Do you back her now, Mayor de Blasio? 888-340-3373. I want to play you just a touch of what they were talking about just a second ago. Cut 15.
When I wake up in the morning and I remember who's sitting in the White House, I am outraged. This is not normal, sisters and brothers. Those people sitting in the most powerful seats in this country is not normal. So do not ever be those citizens that normalize this administration, because when the day comes that something horrific happens to us or to another community, you will be responsible for normalizing this administration. Our number one and top priority is to protect and defend our communities. It is not to assimilate and to please any other people in authority. Our obligation is to our young people, is to our women, and make sure our women are protected in our community. And our top priority, even higher than all those priorities, is to please Allah and only Allah.
All right, 888-340-3373. That was the person that Mayor de Blasio approved of to give the commencement speech at the City University of New York. She's speaking these words this last weekend. July 4th weekend, friends. Think about this. Don't assimilate. Number one priority, perform jihad, not assimilate.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Cloudy skies, 77 degrees on this Thursday. What's going on? We have the answer. An unlicensed driver is being hit with summonses following a crash with a private bus outside the Holland Tunnel in New Jersey. The accident sent the bus head-on into a traffic light pole near Jersey Avenue and 12th Street around 11 o'clock this morning. More than 40 people were on the bus and some 14 people were hospitalized. The driver of the car was ticketed for not having a license, careless driving, and making an improper turn. The NYPD is questioning a person of interest this afternoon after a nun was threatened inside a Brooklyn church. The man being interviewed has a lengthy criminal record. Sister Maria Amador was praying in a pew at Co-Cathedral of St. Joseph in Prospect Heights yesterday when a man approached her and threatened to kill her. She stood up and ran screaming for help. The MTA says today it has what it needs for Long Island Railroad commuters to get through the so-called Summer of Hell track work at Penn Station. Ethan Harp has more.
MTA Chairman Joe Loda doesn't think you should abandon the LIRR for your car.
If you take the train now, you should take the train next week as well. because we have put together additional trains.
But the rail line is counting on some riders to use Atlantic Terminal or Hunters Point instead of Penn Station. Connecting ferries to and from Manhattan will run from Hunters Point and Glen Cove. And there are park-and-ride buses across Nassau and Suffolk counties. The MTA's Ronnie Hakem says the agency is ready for everyday problems, like trains breaking down in the East River tunnels.
We are very sensitive to being able to respond to an incident quickly. From the Long Island Railroad's perspective, they have extra crewing that will be available.
In sports, Yankees and the Mets both have the night off today. Taking a look at the traffic, GW Bridge outbound upper level, right lane construction, late running. That's causing massive delays on all the approaches. Outbound Lincoln Tunnel, about a 20-minute wait. Citybound 15, outbound Holland, a 20-minute delay. Rain heavy at times overnight tonight, low 69. Tomorrow morning you'll have some rain, then clearing for the afternoon with a high of 83. Partly sunny Saturday, a high of 86. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dan Proft with 60 Seconds of Sanity, sponsored by Upstream-Ideas.com. On the occasion of America's 241st birthday, take a moment to celebrate economist Thomas Sowell's 87th. The latter complements the former. Born in the Jim Crow South in 1930, Sowell's family was without electricity or hot running water. No one in his family had gone beyond the sixth grade. Sowell graduated magnum cum laude from Harvard, earned his PhD in economics from the University of Chicago. He then spent the last half century as one of the most prolific and persuasive economists advance of free minds and free markets in American history. Make some time away from the grill this holiday to peruse Sowell's conflict visions primer on competing schools of political thought, if you haven't. Because other than Milton Friedman, no American economist has better harnessed his intellect to make economics accessible to the everyman. An example of Sowell's succinct summaries? The first lesson of economics is scarcity. There is never enough of anything to satisfy all those who want it. The first lesson of politics is to disregard the first lesson of economics. In his farewell column at the end of 2016, Sowell wrote, "We cannot return to the past, but let us hope we can learn something from the past to make for a better present and future." The more who learn from Sowell's life's work, the better the present and the future will be for America.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My good friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, loves AM 970 The Answer and our listeners. He's making an incredible offer exclusively for the listeners to AM 970, actually. Up to 50% off everything on the MyPillow website. It includes the Mike 4-pack special, the premium pillows, the luxury Giza sheets, the mattress toppers, the roll-and-go pillows, even the pet beds. And you should ask about the new human bed. You'll not see or hear this offer anywhere else. So if you're looking for a great gift for graduates, newly married couples, a new pet, or you just want to give someone the gift of a good night's sleep, call MyPillow. 800-506-2641. Make sure you use the promo code AM970. Every item from MyPillow has a money-back guarantee and includes free shipping if the order is above $100. Call now, 800-506-2641, promo code AM970, or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code AM970.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6, Mike Gallagher at 10, on AM970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Our number one and top priority is to protect and defend our communities. It is not to assimilate and to please any other people in authority. And our top priority, even higher than all those priorities, is to please Allah and only Allah.
I think she sums it up why many Americans have a lot of problems with her. And the people that believe like her. And I understand why. Well, I understand the entire problem here. If you are not as committed to her beliefs as she is, then there is a there's a certain degree of fear of speaking up and saying, I don't go that far. And when that happens, sometimes you're made to feel guilty, and then sometimes people are saying, well, you need to be more serious, and so you have to get back to the serious nature of it. Refusing to assimilate. If you're not going to become an American, what are you? If your obligation is not to be an American citizen, why should we give you citizenship? It doesn't make any sense to me. 888-340-3373. Vincent is on line four. Hello, Vincent.
Thank you, Kevin, for the moment. Anyway, I would just leave her alone. I don't like the idea of my tax money going to support anything she has to say. But, you know, you just leave. I've been in Jersey City here 40 years ago. We had a lot of people coming in from the Arab nations, and it took them a little time to relax. I mean, they're from thousands of years under tough rule over there in some places. And I see the kids now, they're dressed more Western. You're always going to get a few people that want to live on an island, and we've got places for them. You know, if they want to go into Pennsylvania or something and set something up for themselves, they're entitled as long as they pay taxes and whatnot. But like you said, with another's belief, if you're not as rigid with them, it could be golf, you know, or playing pool or the piano. Some people get very upset if you don't take it serious. I mean, how can you not, you know? I don't. I mean, I leave them alone. Literally, they talk enough, you're going to realize they're talking. Most people are going to realize that I don't know whether she's making money on this, it's a power play, or she's just, you know, way out there. A lot of religions are. I mean, we had it over here in America. We had it up in Salem. They went cuckoo. You know,
Vincent, I appreciate the call. Thanks for the call. I don't get any. I don't know of any other religion that says I should wake up and be angry every day and resist the president of the United States and the United States of America and the white separatists that run it. Judaism doesn't say that. Christianity doesn't say that. None of them call for practicing jihad instead of assimilating. How can you be an American citizen if you're not wanting to become an American citizen? Amy in Brooklyn, line two. Hi.
Well, thank you for this opportunity, Kevin. Thank you. I find Linda Sessor's speech, Satan's Sermon of Transference, the left uses this in all Congress to subjugate all of us Americans and subvert our possibility to making America great again. She's oppressed by her own chains around her own neck, and she does not own her own problems. We have freedom here, and she's able to speak. She would not be able to do that in her own countries, and quite unfortunately, her words are soaked in hateful blood, and it's a very sad thing to hear a speech like this.
All right, Amy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Sure seems like it. Seems angry. She says she wakes up every day with, you know, this intense, you know, focus that she's not going to let this go. What is she not letting go? What is she so obsessed with? It's because we do not live like she does. She says at one point that we have an obligation to protect our young people and our women. Women are so not protected in Islam. Grotesquely treated, actually, in so many ways. All right, taking a step away from this, it's Kevin McCullough Radio. It's Thursday, and that means Ashley Papa's around the corner. We're going to talk about relationships. It is one of the most important things you can discuss in life. She joins me next on Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with three former high-ranking correction officials who say they were fired when they uncovered numbers on jailhouse violence that were being suppressed. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
You're waiting on a sweltering platform. You're stuck in a packed train. Again. The summer of hell for commuters is making you late for work and costing you money. What are the people in charge doing about it? The governor is denying responsibility. The mayor is running away and shifting blame. And the state legislature is on vacation. It's time to reclaim your commute. It's time to reclaim New York. Go to reclaimnynow.org. Join the fight. Tell the politicians. It's time to fix the MTA. Go to reclaimnynow.org today. That's reclaimnynow.org. Paid for by Reclaim New York.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Today we're talking about mortgages. If you're looking to obtain a home loan, Emmanuel Katechis from United Mortgages here to help answer some questions. Emmanuel, what's currently happening in the mortgage industry?
There are many great things. For instance, one of the best new products is HARP. Right now, someone can refinance even if you owe more than what your house is worth. Also, United Mortgage can get you into a property with little or no money down.
Can you still get a mortgage even if you have bad credit?
Absolutely. Right now, even if you have a low credit score, we may be able to help you with various programs, such as FHA or VA.
What separates United Mortgage from other mortgage companies?
What separates us is service, hands down. We are here 7 days a week, from early morning to late evening. We understand that this process can be very intimidating. That is why our team has been trained in customer service and products. We are here for you even after the loan closes.
Call United Mortgage at 888-888-5721. 888-888-5721. United Mortgage is licensed by the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Department of Banking. 888-888-5721.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
What is happening, not in New York, but across the world, in Hamburg, Germany, there are all kinds of people making trouble. They are saying naughty things. They are throwing tear gas and rockets and bottles and bricks and all kinds of stuff. It's just they can't get along. Because why? Well, because you have world leaders that have all assembled there, and they want to tell them to all go to hell. I think that's what the message is from the protesters at the G20. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Welcome. It's Thursday, and that means that we do set aside the headlines for a little bit to talk about something that's even more important. We talk about relationships, relationships, relationships. They're the most important things in all the world, and we are pleased to have the relationship expert for the Kevin McCullough Radio Universe. Her name is Ashley Papa. You can read her at ashleypapa.com. That's ashleypapa.com. And she has a new piece out we're going to talk about. But Ashley, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. Great to be back.
You were a little under the weather last week.
Yeah, very. And it's still lingering. So
no, that's
I'm
the
fighting.
Worst. Yeah. Right. Well, the allergies have been, you know, I got to get you started on balance of nature. You start taking your fruits and veggies, and I'm telling you, you're going to get rid of that stuff. I'm serious. I'm going to get you some to try. But okay. It's worked wonders for me. And I've had, I'm the kind of person that had bronchitis every time the weather changed when I was growing up. So mm-hmm. this is pretty incredible stuff. Anyway, cool. Hey, you wrote about the do's and the don'ts of dating a coworker. Now, mm-hmm. since I married someone who was working for the company that I worked for, this probably isn't going to be very applicable to me. But we also weren't in the same location when it went down. So that might have had mm-hmm. something to do with it. But what caused you to want to write about this to begin with?
Because I think today it's a common thing, because we spend so much time at work that there's a high chance that you're going to meet a future spouse at work. But, you know, besides like the good relationships that come out of the, you know, the work environment, there are some that relationships that develop in the workplace that don't end well and can really impact your career and your life in work and outside of work.
Well, and it's interesting. We have been known to watch a little bit of The Mad Men. And one of the things, one of the dynamics that's in that plot line, of course, is that there are relationships that take place in the office, some appropriate, some inappropriate. But I think it's always playing with fire if you're dabbling with someone at the office, because if it goes bad, well, that's just not good for anybody.
Right. Yeah. I mean, first off, if you are working in the same office, you're going to see this person all the time, you know, and that's going to be awkward, and it's going to be and even if things are going well, it's going to distract you from your work. So, you know, I think it just takes some maturity, and I don't know what else.
Well, let's talk about the do's and don'ts, because that's what you wrote about. So number one, you say do adhere to company policy.
Right, because some companies have policies about this, about inter-office dating. So, you know, make sure that you adhere to the policy so, A, you don't get in trouble, and you also don't want to have to be just, you know, tiptoeing around work all the time if you're trying to hide this. And some companies, you know, don't care. Some just want to know if you're maybe engaged to someone in another department or, you know, your boss. So, you know, I think, you know, make them aware if they need to be.
Yeah. And so says the matchmaker and dating coach, Julie Furman. Every company is different, but the office dynamics may make it easier to be with someone you work with or harder. Either way, if your company says no to relationships, take them seriously. Number two, don't drop your drawers too early. Be friends first. Well, that makes a lot of sense in my book.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, as for all relationships, if you get too intimate too fast, you may make, you know, a mistake, or if, you know, you might fall in love and they might not, you know, like you back, you know, it could just all be physical. So that can create an awkward dynamic at work as well. So
Sure. Test
the waters first by being friends.
Well, and I would imagine that as technology has changed, that's even made it more so. I was just watching, what is that new Netflix show? Oh, Black Mirror. And there was an episode of it. It's kind of a dark docudrama about how bad technology is going to take over the world someday. But in this particular episode, you know, the guy goes out on his first date, evidently scores, comes back. He's showing all the guys at work the pictures of his girl. And I'm not modest pictures. I'm saying so. This is a greater tendency to lose control of your privacy and of your intimacy and of your, you know, your frame of mind in terms of thinking that things are within certain boundaries.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's easier nowadays, especially since a lot of people are friends and you know, they're following people they work with. So then you're posting pictures and all that. They start to learn that, oh, he's seeing, you know, so-and-so from accounting or whatever. So,
you know, and I'm not totally against the whole transparency that social media does to it either, because it, I think it encourages people to behave better, at least publicly. Now there's idiots that don't, and they put it all over Facebook and then they get fired. But that's, I used to have a very strong opinion, and now I'm kind of changing in how I feel about that. Anyway, you say do consider your priorities. That's kind of important.
Right. Yeah. So if you land a hard to get job, or you're in a career that, you know, anyone would kill to be in, and they have policies, or, you know, you start getting romantically involved with someone who may, you know, maybe cause harm to your career, or you moving up the ladder and you're not really in the relationship for the long term, or you're not really into the other person like 100%, you know, consider whether it's worth jeopardizing your career and your, you know, advancements for a, you know, a fling.
Yeah, that makes total sense. We will discuss this more, I think, on my Saturday night television radio broadcast that goes across the country. But Ashley, thank you so much for being with us, and thanks for helping us think through these kind of sticky things called relationships. We sure need our help. Thanks for being here.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right. Kevin McCullough Radio coming back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Let's update that ride across the Hudson River. Outbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, about a 25-minute wait. Citybound, 20 minutes. Outbound Holland Tunnel, 25 to 30. Citybound side, we're okay. Finally, good news here on the outbound upper level, the George Washington Bridge. That construction finally cleared. Citybound side upstairs and down, not bad. But the approaches to the GW Bridge, because that construction was so late running, an absolute mess all the way around. Cross Bronx back to the Bruckner. Deegan North back to the RFK Triborough. Southbound Deegan starts at Mint Cortlandt Park, and it's bumper to bumper into the Cross Bronx. Northbound West Side Highway delays from the 50s on up. FDR northbound, we're looking at delays in pockets from the 40s up into the 70s. And then from the 70s on up to the GW Bridge, that is a very slow ride. In New Jersey, we're looking at delays in the Western Spur, the Turnpike South, 18W to 15W. A little better on the Eastern Spur. Parkway northbound, generally slow from 135 up towards exit 145. And southbound from 147 down towards 135. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
You're waiting on a sweltering platform, and you're going to be late. Again, you're stuck in traffic for hours because you can't rely on the trains. You're missing work. It's costing you money. It's the summer of hell for commuters. And what are the people in charge doing about it? The governor is denying responsibility. The mayor is shifting blame. And the state legislature is on vacation. That's why you're stuck sweating on the platform. It's time to reclaim your commute. It's time to reclaim New York. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org. Send Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio a clear message. Do your job. It's time to fix the MTA and put the summer of hell on ice. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org and join the fight today. Enough is enough.
This message paid for by Reclaim New York.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So much to follow on any given day, and some other news that we are still working on for you this week. We hope to have some understanding of what is going to happen with the healthcare initiative that is going on in the Senate. You may have heard in the last day or so, Senator Ted Cruz introduced a major component of what could be bringing senators on board with the U.S. Senate Affordable Care Act revisement. And it'll be interesting to see if he can get the conservatives in the Senate to go along with it. It allows basically a shortcut between the new Senate legislation and Obamacare, and would help satisfy a particular conservative priority, which is having greater choice over what you do and do not pay for. So we're working on getting Senator Cruz on the broadcast. We hope to do that soon. Over at CNN, they are having a really bad week. And now several anchors and reporters have had their home addresses published and even received threats of violence in the wake of the story that they rolled out. We told you about it yesterday, where they went after this this basement dwelling troll for Reddit who had called everybody out. By the way, a update on that story. They probably got the wrong guy. They probably got the wrong Reddit user. The guy that they got evidently didn't actually make the meme. So there's some confusion there. But Andrew Kaczynski, who heads up the investigative K-File team, which was the group that they used to investigate this, he and everybody else is reeling. Some of their home addresses have been published, and now they're saying, oh, well, we may be under threat of some sort of attack. The Daily Mirror is reporting that frustration is the predominant feeling du jour at CNN. Kaczynski published the story on the 4th of July, and he threatened the publisher to publish the name of the Reddit user who parades around anonymously with a certain handle. He claimed to be the originator of the wrestling video meme that President Trump had retweeted this week. The network seems to be fulfilling Trump's need for a public enemy. You know, during the campaign, he had low energy Jeb, Little Marco, Lion Ted, Crooked Hillary. Well, now America thinks that CNN is out to get him. And the responding the way they did has only seemed to prove that true. But now anchors and reporters, they're discouraged, they're frustrated, they're, you know, dragging their knuckles on the ground as they walk home with their head hanging low. Oh, my. They kind of have it coming, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. We will see you again tomorrow here on Kevin McCullough Radio.